Walt Rogers is a senior correspondent with CNN. He's traveling with the Army's 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry in Iraq. And Walt, last time we talked to you, the 7th Cavalry had just engaged in an intense battle with Iraqi troops. What's happened since then?
Bob, the 7th Cavalry has been engaged over the past 4 or 5 days in running battles with the Iraqi troops. The cavalry's mission is to be out front ahead of everyone else, and that's what they did. Several days ago, they punched around Al-Samawa on the Euphrates River. The cavalry was the first to break the Iraqi army's Euphrates River defense line, and then they rushed north through literally canyons of fire. We were taking machine gun fire on both sides of the road, rushing forward, as I say, and what happened was we took an important bridgehead, which prevented the Iraqis from reinforcing on Najaf again further up on the Euphrates River defense line. We held that position probably 2.5 days until reinforcements came up, and now the 7th Cav has fallen back into a maintenance position, that is to say, pulled back to the rear echelon, because, as I say, they've been in 5 days of very, very heavy fighting.
That's only to get relief? It's not to get a better defensive position?
No, what happened was reinforcements came through. It was amazing when we were pulling out of that bridgehead that we had achieved, and we were just 60 miles south of Baghdad for the past couple days. There was a very real concern of a serious Iraqi counterattack last night. At that point, the Army's 3rd Infantry Division pulled up and replaced the 7th Cavalry, 2.5 men for one man for the cavalry. So they took a strong reinforcement position there, and as we pulled out to go to the rear echelon this morning to do maintenance, the air filters on the tanks have to be cleaned, oil has to be checked, just like your car at a filling station. So we pulled back for that, and as I say, when we were pulling back, we could see the area we had fought through 2.5 days ago. It was called Machine Gun Alley, and when we pulled back, there were lots of dead Iraqis and Iraqi vehicles on either side of the road, and what we pushed through with minimal protection and minimal armor, the 3rd Infantry Division has since reinforced.
Are they glad to have the rest, or would they have preferred to push on?
They very much need the rest, every one of them. No one had a chance to even sleep horizontally. The colonel of this outfit, Lieutenant Colonel Terry Farrell, he hasn't seen sleep in 7 days. Most of the troops are like that. Nearly all of them need a chance to take the measure of the past few days. And for most of these young soldiers, this is the first time they've been in combat. It is, of course, a terrifying experience the first time. They don't have the seasoning, and they need some rest to just sort of digest what's happened to them over the past few days. Recall, many of these gunners in these tanks that I'm looking at now, Bradley fighting vehicles, have been shooting machine guns fairly regularly. They've killed men for the first time. It takes a while to adjust to that, and the 7th Cavalry's function is not to go head-to-head constantly, but more often to scout. So the 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry's taking about 24 to 36 hours downtime to refit the tanks and give the soldiers a chance to come to grips with the past few days of some very serious fighting.
What about this Iraqi tank column coming down from the north?
That was very interesting. I was in Colonel Farrell's Bradley fighting vehicle, and I was listening to all the radio chatter last night, and you could hear the Army all around way out in front of us, and the intelligence reports coming in saying 1,000 unit column. They got very tense. They called in airstrikes. There was a B-52 overhead and knocked out whatever that column consisted of, but we were not unlike Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain at the Little Round Top at Gettysburg. We were told to hold that bridgehead. 7th Cavalry was told it could not fold, it could not retreat. If that armored column came at the 7th Cavalry, it had to stand and fight regardless.
Thanks, Walt. Walt Rogers is a senior correspondent with CNN. He's traveling with the Army's 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry in Iraq.